السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله، صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made us from the ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salutations and blessings and darood be upon that great human being, the best of Allah Ta'ala's creation, who has gathered us on the basis of the kalima la ilaha illallah into one single Muslim brotherhood. Brothers, in the ayat which I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummatin. Verily, you are the best of ummats that Allah Ta'ala has created and evolved. And Allah Ta'ala goes on to make mention with regard to the responsibility of this ummat. Today I would like to speak upon this ummat, the virtue, the khususiyat, the distinguishing factors of this ummat. Allah has made this ummah the most beloved to Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he recited this ayat, kuntum khayra ummatin, he said, antum tatimmuna sab'ina ummatan. You are the culmination of 70 ummats, and you are the best and the most honored amongst all those ummats. In the midst of the gloom and doom that you and I read in the media, in the midst of some of the disturbing factors that you and I, we read and we hear about on a daily basis, let us not lose sight on some of the distinguishing factors Allah Ta'ala has granted us. Allah has made this ummah the best of all ummats. It is an ummah that, in the words of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it will come last, but despite coming last, it will go first into Jannah. Asbaquhum dukhulan ila al-Jannah. This ummah will come last, but despite it coming last, it will go first into Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith that Jannah is haram upon all the Anbiya until I do not enter into it. Wa innal Jannah hurrimat ala al-Anbiya hatta adkhulaha. And Jannah is haram upon all the other ummats until my ummat doesn't enter into it. By coming last, there are many benefits. One of the benefits is this, that by you coming last, Allah does not make mention of your faults in front of the other ummats. So you and I, we read in the Holy Quran about the faults and about the weaknesses of the previous ummats. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ وَلَا تَنْقُسُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. Allah Ta'ala sent Shu'ayb to the city of Madian. And what was their weakness? They were dishonest in business dealings, through which Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. By us coming last, Allah won't make mention of our faults in front of others because we have last. By us coming last, we will have to wait less for Qiyamah. So there are many benefits with regard to this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, this ummah is like rain. And rain, you do not know whether the first part of rain is beneficial or the last part of rain is beneficial. This ummah is like that. You do not know whether the first part is beneficial or the last part is beneficial. This ummah is such, the effort is little, the reward is more. So he makes ibadat on one night of Laylatul Qadr, gets the reward of 1,000 months of the reward of the other ummats. The effort is less, the reward is more. One hadith states that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one made dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, increase the benefits and the rewards of this ummah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reminded, Man dhal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana. Who is there who will give Allah a good loan? Allah ta'ala says, this ummah does one good deed, it is like giving a loan to Allah. You give a reputable person a loan, he takes it upon his honor to repay it. So Allah ta'ala, when you do good deeds, it's like you're giving a loan to Allah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Rabbi, zid ummati. Oh Allah, give more to my ummah. Allah ta'ala revealed or reminded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Whoever does one righteous deed, Allah multiplies it 10 times. That is the least. My ustad, Qari Miftahullah, while teaching me this, and while teaching this ayat, made mention that that which is multiplied by 10, inshallah, will overcome on the day of judgment that which is multiplied by 1. Our good deeds is multiplied by 10. Our bad deeds is multiplied by 1. Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, that which is multiplied by 10 will overcome that which is multiplied by 1. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Rabbi, zid ummati. O Allah, give more to my ummah. Allah ta'ala revealed and showed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the ayat, Mathalul ladhina yunfiquna amwalahum. The gist of that, whoever gives 1 cent in charity, Allah multiplies it 700 times. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Rabbi, zid ummati. O Allah, give my ummah even more. Allah ta'ala revealed the ayat, Innama yuwaffa as-sabirun ajrahum bighayri hisab. I will reward this ummah for those who persevere upon the commands of Allah, a reward that cannot be counted. Brothers, this is this ummah that you and I today, many a times we tend to undermine, we speak bad about, apra wara itla, our people are like this, our people are like this. This ummah is a goner. This is this ummah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about. Allah ta'ala has given this ummah a teaching, which in the words of the Holy Quran, Allah Himself has chosen for this ummah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'amati, wa radhitu lakum al-islam deena. On this day, on the day of Arafah, on the farewell khutbah and the farewell hajj, Allah ta'ala revealed this ayat, on this day we have completed religion for you, we have completed perfection for you, we have completed our favors for you. Look at the words, وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. And I have chosen and I am pleased with Islam as a way of life for you. Allah has chosen our deen. It is not what you and I have chosen. Allah has given us such a deen. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. I have given you a deen which is justly balanced. Brothers, you and I, in the midst of our doom and gloom, in the midst of negative news, we tend to overlook the good Allah has given us. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. I have given you a deen which is justly balanced. I'll try and use phrases from the Quran and Hadith which speaks about the virtue and the distinguishing factors of this ummah. I have made you a justly balanced ummah. أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Look at every aspect of our deen. You will find the balance comes through so beautifully. So beautifully. Look at our relationship and our iman in Allah. There have been extremes in other religions, in other isms and ideologies. One extreme, people don't believe in Allah, they are atheists. On one extreme, people worship more than one Allah. In between these two particular aspects, these two extremes, Ummata wasata, we believe in the existence of Allah, but we don't believe in the plurality of Allah. We believe in one Allah. Innama ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your Allah is one. With regard to our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on one extreme, you have people who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish people, and Allah ta'ala's dominant feature is to punish. On the other hand, you have other people who say Allah Ta'ala is obliged only to forgive. He has no other option but to forgive. And someone died for the sins of humanity. In between these two extremes is the beautiful concept and the most beautiful understanding of our Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can extract retribution for the wrong that you have done, so you are not complacent to do wrong. غافر الذنب وقابل التوب الشديد العقاب ذي التول. He is forgiving, yet he can extract retribution. إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ غَلَبَتْ غَضَبِي. My wrath and anger is there. Don't ever undermine or don't ever take my wrath and anger for granted. Because the believer, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَعْمُونَ. The believer never ever feels safe from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we never feel safe from the azab of Allah. But وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ. The hadith, my rahmat overshadows and it is more than my azab. Look at our understanding of Allah. There is no other religion that has such a complete and a most beautiful understanding and relationship with Allah. Look at other particular religions in terms of how they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What communication they have with the Allah. They sit at the end of the day for a little while and they say they meditate and they remember Allah. Look at the salat Allah has given us. وَأَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. I have established salat for my remembrance. Is there a better way to remember Allah than the salat Allah has given us? So you get up and you make Allahu Akbar. And you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the Lord of the world. Allah replies, hadith in Jami' al-Tirmidhi. When a human being says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Ta'ala replies, Hamadani Rabbi, my bondsman has praised me. Every ayat of Surah Fatiha you read, Allah Ta'ala replies to the ayat that you are reading. Is there any other group, any other ummah, any other people who has such a communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. The previous ummahs with regard to their prophets, they had two extremes. One extreme, they kill their prophets. They kill Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. They kill Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. They kill their prophets without justification. On the other hand, other extreme. What was the other extreme? وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله. The Nasara say Isa ibn Maryam is the son of Allah. Look at the two extremes. We have made you a justly balanced ummah. In between these two extremes, our relationship with our Prophet has been such that no one has shown the respect for the Prophet the way this ummah has shown respect to its Prophet. Imam Malik rahimahullah one day was giving dars of hadith, and during the course of the dars of hadith he was wincing with pain. After the hadith dars, he told his students, look at the back of my kurta, something has given me inconvenience. They looked upon it, they saw a scorpion had stung him many a times. He said, why didn't you tell us? He said, I felt ashamed for my pain to stop the teachings of my beloved Nabi. On the other hand, look at how careful we were. We never attributed the qualities of Allah to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu one day saw a person making dua, MashaAllah wa MashaA Muhammad. What Allah wishes and what Muhammad wishes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rebuked him and said, أَتَجْعَلُ لِلَّهِ نِدَّا. Are you associating me with Allah? Nabi Karim Sallallahu on his when he was ill, Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, do not make my qabr a place of worship. Look at the balance. أَوَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We have made you a justly balanced ummah. Allah has told us with regard to this dunya, do not make this dunya the be all and the end all of your aspirations, desires and hope. But yet at the same time He told us, لَا تُحَرِّمُوا طَيِّبَاتٍ. Do not make haram what Allah has made halal. Enjoy the beauty of this world. Look at the balance. He didn't tell us to enjoy the beauty of the world is haram. He told us, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا. Give us good in this world, give us good in the hereafter. But He told us that it is not the be-all and it is not the criteria for superiority and virtue. He told us, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا. That's such a beautifully balanced teaching, that when you spend, you are not miserly, you are not extravagant. You are in between the spending. So Allah has given us such a beautiful deen. A deen that Wallahi al-Azim can never be comprehended in terms of its beauty. Then another aspect with regard to the distinguishing factor of this ummah, I can go on making mention of this, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ, giving many, many other benefits of how Allah has given us such a beautiful deen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to this ummat. Rufiyan ummati al-khata'u wal-nisyan. Allah has wiped away khata and nisyan from this ummat. If this ummat does things on the basis of forgetfulness and on the basis of mistake, Allah Ta'ala forgives his guna and sin. Look at this beauty. Allah has given this ummat such a distinguishing aspect that if you do something by mistake or you do something by forgetfulness, Allah says, maaf, forgiven. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven. How beautiful and how great Allah is. A person while keeping fast and by mistake he eats something. By forgetfulness he eats something. And then while he's eating, you know, our ulama tell us that when a person is elderly and you see him eating at the time of Ramadan, don't remind him. Because even while eating, his roza won't break and he will get double. He will get reward also and he's eating also. So even while you are eating by mistake, and you, Allah Ta'ala will still give you the reward of regard to it. Why? Rufiyan ummati al-khata'u wa nisyan. Allah has made such a great... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving to this ummat. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih. Allah won't forgive a person who associate partners to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides this, Allah ta'ala can forgive any other guna if he so wishes. Other than shirk, Allah ta'ala, if he wishes, can forgive any type of guna and sin. Allah ta'ala is so forgiving. Allah ta'ala is waiting to forgive this ummat, provided this ummah wants to turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. In Tafsir Kabir, Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi makes mention of this incident. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was going somewhere, and while he was going somewhere, he passed by a qabr, and on that qabr, Allah Ta'ala revealed to him that the inmate of this qabr was getting punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wrongs that he had done while he was alive. On his return, passed by the same qabr, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was shown that this particular person was forgiven by Allah. Isa alayhi salam lifted up his hand in dua. Oh Allah, this person was been punished. You forgave him. Why did you forgive him? Oh Isa, when this person died, he left his wife pregnant. And the wife gave birth after he had passed on. And after he had passed on, today, the wife took this child to an Islamic scholar to start off the Islamic teachings. And the child read, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Oh Isa, I felt ashamed. I felt ashamed of punishing a person when his son is invoking my mercy, so I forgave him. Rufiyan ummati al-khata'u wa-nisyan. Allah has given this particular ummat, every tabqa of this ummat has got a different type of virtue and a superiority. With regard to those people who are in business, this is perhaps the only religion, not perhaps, definitely the only religion that give each and every category of this ummat, it gives it a separate reward. It gives it a distinctive reward. It gives it a specific reward. With regard to our monetary dealings, I normally tell people, brothers, you and I, we don't regard that even in this, there are aspects of deen that comes into the way you and I, we do business. One day, inshallah, we will talk about that. But many a times, you and I feel, my money, I can do with it whatever I want. So the tribe of Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, they told unto Shuaib, قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ أَسَلَاتُكَ تَعْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا أَوْ أَنَّ فَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَى. Oh Shuaib, does your deen teaches me what I must do with my money? That is a tribe, a statement of a tribe that Allah Ta'ala destroyed. And today many of us, ummat, we also say the same thing. My money, I will do whatever I want to do with it. No, you are the trustee. You are not the owner. And Allah Ta'ala tells us that those people who use their wealth correctly. At-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'an nabiyyina was-siddiqina was-shuhada. That the honest trader will be in the company of the anbiya, the siddiqeen and the shuhada. Those people who are workers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw a person whose hand had become rough due to manual labor. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, why is your hand rough? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I do work, and this is the reason why my hands are so rough. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam kissed his hands and said, Al-Kasibu Habibullah. The one who earns halal risk through manual labor, through employment, through difficulty, he is beloved to Allah. The young person in this ummah, shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. The young person who makes ibadat in this ummah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he will be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne on the day of judgment. And the elderly, Yahya ibn Aksam, rahmatullah alayhi, was an elderly person who passed away, a scholar of hadith. And when he passed away, after he passed away, Allah Ta'ala, you know, called him, Yahya, fa'altu kada, fa'alta kada, wa fa'alta kada. In your life, you did this wrong, you did this wrong, you did this wrong. And Yahya ibn Aksam stood in front of Allah. And he said, oh Allah, this is not what I've heard about you. So Allah Ta'ala said, Yahya, what did you hear about me? So Yahya was a hadith scholar, so he related the hadith. And he said, haddathana Abdul Razak and Ma'mar and Urwa and Aisha, related the entire transmission of hadith until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna Allah astahyi an tu'adhiba dha shaybatin fil Islam. I feel ashamed when a person has remained steadfast upon iman and he has white, his hair has become white. His hair has become white all the time, remaining steadfast of Islam. I feel ashamed of punishing him. So Yahya ibn Aksam said, oh Allah, this is what I've heard about you. So Allah Ta'ala told Yahya, you have spoken your truth. Ma'mar has spoken the truth. Abdul Razak has spoken the truth. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken the truth. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ. Who is more truthful than me? Who is more truthful than Allah? Go Yahya, I have forgiven you. Every tabqa of this ummah, my dear respected brothers, has got specific rewards and has got a specific distinction from Almighty Allah. Allah has given this particular ummah a brotherhood that is unique. You go many places in the world, you will find that you meet a person in a masjid, you have never ever met him before. He will make you salam and he say, where have you come from? Come, I take you somewhere for meals. Maybe this is also an aspect that is also coming out of a community. But by and large, you meet a Muslim many parts of the world and you will meet him, and immediately there will be such a rapport, there will be such a communication, there will be such a love that cannot be explained and will not be found in any other ism, in any other group or any other community. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made us Muslim brothers, and this particular aspect is also another distinguishing factor of this ummah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, ahabbul a'mal ba'da al-fara'id idkhalu as-sururi 'ala al-mu'min. The best of deeds after faraiz is to give happiness to a believer. Tibrani and Isbahani has made mention of this hadith. The best of deeds after faraiz is to give happiness to a believer. My dear respected brothers, these are some of the aspects with regard to the beauty and the distinguishing factors of this ummah. Another aspect that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made mention, ummati hadhihi ummatun marhumah, laysa laha adhabun fil akhirah, adhabuha fid dunya. And many times you and I wonder why Muslims are going through difficulty. Why when there is earthquakes, it normally only comes in Muslim lands. Look at this hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This ummah is an ummah that Allah has raham upon. Allah has mercy upon. Allah will not punish this ummah by and large in the akhirah. Allah in akhirah, Allah will forgive this ummah. Allah will bring about difficulties upon this ummah in this world with the intention of purifying it, with the intention of keeping it free from sin, with the intention of keeping it free from adab, so that Allah Ta'ala can shower His mercy upon this ummah in the year after. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. He used to say the example of this ummah in terms of difficulty that it faces in this world and perhaps in the year after, Allah knows, is like the example of a small child who comes home after being dirty and playing in the mud. And after it comes home, it is so tired, it wants to sleep immediately. The mother say, you can't sleep, you are so dirty, how can you sleep with such mud, soiled clothes? And puts the child in the bath. Puts the child in the bath. The child doesn't want to go. But the mother washes the child, makes it clean. After making it clean, he said, now my bachu, go and sleep. He said, Allah puts difficulty upon this ummah to purify it, to go into Jannat. Today you and I, we know what is our example with regard to how we would like to see. Allah gives difficulty to this ummah to purify the ummah, to make it worthy of Jannat. My dear respected brothers, this is an ummah that Allah Ta'ala loves. And that is why Allah Ta'ala sometimes puts it through difficulty to make it worthy of gaining Jannah. Brothers, when this ummah was strong, it not only protected its own, but it used to protect humanity from oppression. When this ummah was strong, this ummah never mind used to protect its own, it used to protect other people from oppression. And of course, we all know the incidents that two women were abducted by the Roman Empire. And as they were taken away in abduction, they said, "Wa Mu'tasima, O Mu'tasim, you are the leader of the Ummah. You are the leader of the Muslims. Where are you to protect us?" When Mu'tasim came to hear about it, he said, and he wrote a letter to the Roman Empire and said, "If you do not free those two Muslim women, I will send an army to you. By the time the first portion of the Ummah and that army reaches you, the last portion will still be leaving Baghdad." They freed those two women. When this Ummah was strong, when the Muslims and the Christians of Spain needed refuge and protection, the Muslims of North Africa, the Muslims of Turkey gave protection and refuge to the Christians of Spain. When this Ummah was strong, when Muslims in the time of the Ottoman Khilafat, they took over Jerusalem, the Christian rulers there came and said, "This is the treatment, this is a treaty that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave to the Christians of Jerusalem, that you will be free to practice upon your religion." Sultan Salim took that particular treaty which was signed by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he put it upon his face and he kissed it and he said, "I will adhere to what Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu had adhered to." When this Ummah was strong, it was tolerant. When this Ummah is weak, it has lost. I always say tolerance is a sign of strength. When your people don't have tolerance, it's a sign of weakness. Today when we have the lack of tolerance in our community, it shows not our strength, it shows our weakness. When Muslims were strong, they were tolerant. Because they had and they knew what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them. They didn't have to fight with regard to things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these particular aspects, my dear respected brothers. Today, this Ummah is weak. It cannot even look after its own. Forget all the other type of politics with regard to it. Is it not a sad situation that Muslims who are in Syria, who have been oppressed, whatever the reasons with regard to it, they have to find refuge in Europe? They have to find that the only way for them to achieve worldly prosperity is to go across the Mediterranean in great difficulty to go to Europe? Is that the situation of this Ummah? So this Ummah has become, in this particular way, we still have one aspect, and I would conclude, and my conclusion will say this particular aspect, there is still a semblance, perhaps the concept of an Ummah in the corridors of power have left us. There is no more a sense of Ummah in the corridors of power in terms of our countries, so-called Muslim or Islamic countries. There is nothing. There is no concept of an Ummah in the corridors of power, you know, in politics or in geopolitics, whatever. There is a semblance of Ummah still in our second tier of leadership, in our masajid, in our organizations. Brothers, I would like to make an appeal that at least at this particular level, at this level of masajid organizations, let us keep the concept of an Ummah burning. Wallahi al-Azim, it is important. Do not allow individual people on the basis of theological niceties to break the ranks of this Muslim Ummah. When Abu Dharr Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was in Mina, Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu read 4 rakats salat in Mina. So someone, and Abu Dharr Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala anhu became angry and he said, "Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar read 2. Not knowing that Usman also had a family in Makkah, and therefore he was reading 4, because he was muqim in Makkah. But he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do so. But the next namaz, he read namaz behind Uthman radiallahu anhu. Someone said, "You are not happy." He said, "For me to break away will break this Ummah. Even if theologically I felt it was not a correct decision." He didn't know it, but he felt that it should have been 2. Do not allow the breaking of the Ummah on the basis of theological niceties, on the basis of theological masail is on its place. But to create the breaking of an Ummah on that basis. And brothers, this Ummah, Allah has given it so much. I have given some aspects of the distinctions of this Muslim Ummah. The fazail, the superiority, the teachings Allah has given it. Because of that, we must share this greatness and this teachings and legacy with people. For us to remain in isolation, we will not be able to change the tide of events. Through isolation, we will reduce our potential to make an impact upon ourselves and upon the people in our country. I would like to make an appeal. Take the beauty Allah has given us in our deen. Take the beauty Allah has given us in our most remarkable deen. And take it to yourself. Don't ever feel inferior no matter what happens. No matter the doom and gloom. Because Allah has given us a remarkable and beautiful deen. Allah has made us special. Take those aspects and share it with other people. Don't ever feel the need to go and imitate another nation. Imitation is a sincerest form of flattery. When you imitate another nation, you are casting doubts upon your own superiority. You are looking down and undermining what Allah Ta'ala has given you. And I think lastly, I will just make mention of one hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and relate a very most beautiful saying and a poem of Allama Iqbal. You know, there is a hadith that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will approach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and say, Allah, do not relate the faults of my ummah in front of any other people. Because if you have to relate the faults of my ummah in front of other people, they will feel embarrassed. So relate those particular faults and give the a'mal of my ummah to me. So they don't have to bear disgrace in front of other people. So when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told this to Allah, Allah Ta'ala said, O Muhammad, if I have to make mention of their faults in front of you, won't they be embarrassed in front of you? I won't even make mention of their faults in front of you, I'll keep it to myself. And Allama Iqbal has made mention with regard to this when he said, Tu ghaniyas har du alam man fakir. Tu ghaniyas har du alam man fakir. Roze mahshar ud raha hai man padir. Leeg agar hisabam na guzir. Tu az nigah hai Mustafa pinha bigir. Oh Allah, you are very independent, we are very weak. Oh Allah, do not take us to task, do not punish us. Give us your forgiveness without punishing us. And give us an easy reckoning. If you have to take account of our deeds, do not take account of our deeds in front of the Nabi of Allah, we will feel embarrassed. Allah Ta'ala has told much love for this ummah even before. What even when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam related this, Allah Ta'ala says, this ummah, its amal, I will not even relate to you because it's a very beloved ummah to me. I will only keep it to myself. In conclusion, let us understand the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us and value and cherish those ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be amongst those who will be able to share those very great ni'mat and benefits to others. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.